It's 4ZZZ Radiothon, Radio Against the Machine. Subscribe now at 4ZZZ.org.au.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emmy and Tegan presenting your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a crocodile has been spotted dead with a poaching hook attached on his jaw on the Rose River in Townsville on August 15. Senior wildlife officer Tony Frisby says they believe the hook was baited in an attempt to target and kill the crocodile, which is a disgraceful act, and the crocodile would die in a slow death. The Department of Environment and Science reminds the public that crocodiles are protected under the Nature Conservation Act 1992, and the maximum penalty for the deliberate harm of killing the crocodile in Queensland is more than $30,000.
Enforcement efforts near the Queensland border have increased to prevent the now illegal transportation of high-risk materials potentially containing red fire ants. The measures include government biosecurity officers stopping and looking inside cars and trucks near the border, and surveillance cameras used to watch for any high-risk materials being moved. Any Queenslanders caught moving materials, including soil, hay and potted plants, into New South Wales without a permit face fines of up to $1.1 million.
In national news, a new cluster of Rara mice has been detected in the Kempsey area after the initial detection of the deadly bee parasite early this week. Authorities are trying to determine the origin and extent the spread and have already surveyed over 200 hives. Hives eradication in rest zones around Kempsey has begun, and the Department of Primary Industry says they do not know exactly how many hives would need to be destroyed.
The Albanese government will face union and grassroots Labour dissent against the AUKUS nuclear submarine acquisition. Opposed by more than 50 Labour units and various unions, the Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister, Richard Marles, will move a 32-paragraph statement arguing the submarines will deter aggression and deliver well-paid union jobs. Maritime union official Christy Kane has said that the AUKUS plans to spend $368 billion on the submarines, while some argue the money could be spent on housing. Those who oppose AUKUS believe it will open the door to the nuclear industry and put Australia on unnecessary war footing with our largest trading partners in Asia.
In international news, a boat carrying an estimated 130 asylum seekers was found early this week north of the Cape Verdean island of Sale, with only 38 survivors and 7 dead bodies found on board. The boat appears to have been left adrift for almost a month at the mercy of powerful trade winds in the Atlantic. A Spanish NGO alerted the authorities from 4 countries about the fishing vessel and said in a statement to be aware of the departure of the boat on 20 July. They add that the characteristics of this route is that these boats easily get lost and or drift away if there is an engine failure. Therefore, there is a need for greater search resource for saving more lives. International Organization for Migration says, quote, safe and regular pathways to migration are sorely lacking, which is what gives room to smugglers and traffickers to put people on these deadly journeys.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Thank you so much, Zedliners. I was going to say, do you guys have any bands that you found through 4ZZZ during your news time, gathering the news?
Oh, gosh.
I know. What a way to be put on the spot.
I know. What a question.
Oh, I'm going to let you ruminate.
Let me ruminate. Off the top of my head, Enter, one of my favorites.
Oh,
local
okay.
As well.
I'll see if I can
catch
up
some
a
echo
track.
And bounce. Very good.
Well, for now, I'm going to play a track by Sahara Beck. This one is Thinking Twice. You're listening to Friday Neon. Say thanks to Zedline.
On my tombstone.